like to live like a human being. Is it really true that human beings don't have a fishtail like we have?
I don't understand you at all. You're a mermaid of noble birth. The noblest birth you can imagine. For you are a daughter of the King of the Sea. And yet all the time you think about human beings. Our kingdom under the sea is the widest and most beautiful in the world. We look after you here to the best of our ability. You have everything you need to be happy. But you're always pestering me with the same questions about human beings. Swim away and play.
Oh, dear.
Come here. Your elder sister has just had permission to swim to the top of the sea to celebrate her 15th birthday. She'll have had an opportunity to see some human beings. Go and ask her what they are like. She'll be able to tell you all about them.
Where men live a beautiful one?
Oh, it's not at all bad. Grandma wasn't lying when she told us about it. The towns seemed to me to be very big when I saw them in the moonlight. Mind you, our palace is much more beautiful than anything they've got there. Our palace has got lovely doors made of shell, which open and close in the gentle streams of the current. And the sky up there isn't as beautiful blue-green as our sea is, and there aren't any beautiful foamy waves.
In another 4 years, I'll be 15 years old. Tell me, dear sister, is the country where men live a beautiful one?
I saw white icebergs as tall as our palace floating on a grey sea, and the northern lights dazzled me with their brilliant colours.
But did you see any men?
Oh, you never dream of anything else but men. It must be for that reason you took the statue of the little boy we found in the hold of the wrecked ship and put it in your garden. Well, I've seen men, and they don't seem very extraordinary to me. Our silver tails are much more graceful than the funny little sticks they call legs.
Another 3 years before I can go. My two sisters are very lucky to have been born before me. Tell me, dear sister, is the country where men live a beautiful one?
I was very bold and swam right up a broad river. I saw beautiful green hills with castles and farms surrounded by magnificent trees. I heard birds singing. Their voices are as beautiful as ours are. In a little creek, there were some children swimming quite naked. When they saw me, they ran away, and a horrible animal with four legs and long black hair came to the edge of the water and barked at me, just like seals do when they howl at the moon.
I've got 2 years to go, and then it will be my turn. Tell me, dear sister, is the country where men live a beautiful one?
I went a long way from the shore, swimming with the waves. There were porpoises leaping around me and big whales blowing through their nostrils, sending hundreds of sprays of water up into the sky.
Just one more year, and then at last I'll be able to go with you and see for myself the land that men live in. Today, I can swim away and find out what human beings are like.
Oh, come here, my little dreamer. For your wonderful journey, I want you to be more beautiful than ever. Let me comb your long black hair and twine pearl necklaces into it.
What big shiny eyes you've got. They're like sapphires. Now, don't move. I'm going to tie oyster shells to your tail.
Oh.
That's a sign of your noble birth.
Oh, they're very heavy. I'm so impatient to get away.
Oh, you've got to put up with a certain number of things in order to be beautiful. You can't swim around the ocean dressed like any ordinary mermaid. You've got to be dressed properly. There, my little pearl. You're even more beautiful than your sisters.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Grandma. I feel as light as a bubble of air. I think I'll burst with joy when I get into the sunlight.
Well, little mermaid,
is the country where men live a beautiful one?
Oh, yes. It is beautiful. Everything you told me about it is true. But I'm exhausted now, and there's only one thing I want to do, and that is to go to sleep. Good night.
What a strange little creature she is. Just you see, she won't act like any one of us. She won't say anything about her journey.
Dear statue in my garden, you're the only one I'm going to tell about my journey. You come from up there, and you're the only one who can really understand me. Moreover, you look very like my handsome prince. When I reached the surface of the sea, the sun had just set. The sky was like a beautiful ceiling above my head, and the evening stars shed a dreamy light. The air was soft and fresh. The sea was calm without a ripple on it. There was a fine, proud ship floating motionless on the waves. All its sails were furled, and there was a ball taking place on the ship. The sound of music floated on the air. I went up to the ship, and through one of the portholes, I saw a crowd of wonderfully dressed men and women. But the handsomest of all the people there was a young prince with big, dark eyes. At one moment, I was very, very frightened, for suddenly thousands of suns and stars of fire of all colors were launched from the ship, and they fell in a shower into the sea. Somebody shouted, "Oh, what a beautiful firework!" In the middle of the night, tired out with their dancing, the people on the ship went to bed. Then, suddenly, a terrible storm broke out. The ship fought against it, riding on the tops of the waves, then plunging into the deep troughs between them. But all at once, the mainmast fell over, blown down by the fierce wind. The hull was split in two, and the ship sank very quickly. I swam around amongst the wreckage, looking for my handsome prince, and I found him fighting desperately. Do you know, statue, at first I was happy to think he was coming down to my father's palace. Then I remembered that men die when they come to the bottom of the sea. So as he was fainting, I held him up and kept him from sinking beneath the waves. When day came, I took him very gently and laid him on a sandy beach. I hid myself behind a rock, and I saw a group of young girls coming out from a big white hut. One of them came up to the prince and touched his eyes. He opened them and smiled. After that, they took him into the big hut. I never saw him again, and he doesn't even know my name. And that is why I'm so sad, because he doesn't know it was I who saved him. I'm sure I shall never see him again.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Well?
If men aren't drowned, can they live forever and ever?
Oh, no. They die much quicker than we do. But there is one thing about them. They've got an immortal soul, which lives after their body has crumbled into dust. Their souls rise into the heavens, right up to the shiny stars. And then they see beautiful lands that you and I will never have the happiness of seeing. We live 300 years or so, and then we turn into foam on the crest of a wave.
I would give all my hundreds of years of existence just to live as a human being. Do you think I could ever have the right to become immortal?
Don't go dreaming about such silly things as that. We are much happier than men are. Go away and swim with your sisters. They never bother their little heads with the sort of thoughts that you have.